Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, then, and the WhatsApp is 0826572729. We are keen to hear from you there, and of course, as to what you have been saying. And thank you, Stephanie, for the WhatsApp. We really appreciate. I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. The Son of Yahuwah is Yahusha HaMashiach. And it's very important, it's very, very important that we give courage to people who are experiencing spiritual attacks. I couldn't believe how many people are going through depression, and these days even young people are going through depression. Even though they give them those drugs called antidepressants, they actually make things worse. They become addicted to medicine and medication. I don't know if that medication really works. It's just designed to keep them coming back for more. I don't know. Quite sad, man. Makes you think. Like a friend of mine would say, doesn't it make you suspicious? Makes you think. Why, when we experience spiritual warfare in this manner, even those who give counsel do not give counsel of the word of the Father? I'm worried about that. Even those who are ministers, they don't even give. It's like you should continuously be struggling to come to them and pay for the money for consultations. Whereas the word is so clear and it's saying it up front. Aish. Ay, matata, man. Listen to this one, Jabu. Isaiah 35 verses 4. Say to those who are fearful hearted, aba no gwesaba.
Yeah.
Those who are frightened. Be strong and do not fear. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance, with the recompense of Yahuwah. He will come and save you. Batshele laba abavakayo, uyazi ukuvaka yini, uyazi ukuba ivaka. Lapho so sabiswa khona, batshele laba basabiswayo, nasebasabayo, nasebabalekile. Tell them. Tell them. And this is a command to those who are preaching. It says tell them to those who are prophesying, tell them to those who are teaching, tell them. It says so. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong and do not fear. And there's a capital letter there, which means he's saying it in the strongest of admonishing. Do not fear, he says. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of Yahuwah. He will come and save you. Behold, your Elohim, the Creator, your Creator, will come to you, and he will come to you with vengeance, with recompense, the recompense of Yahuwah. He will come and save you. There needs to be words of assurance in this manner. This is say to the people who basically now are in the tight grip of fear. These people are already defeated.
Yeah, in the inside of them.
Yes, they are already defeated. Says, say to them, do not be afraid. I am aware that you are fearful hearted. You're defeated. Sure. I'm aware that you're no longer bold. You're no longer strong. You're no longer believing. I'm aware that you have backslidden because of this. Go and talk to them. Ah, laba zakwenza statistic, but singafani nalaba bawendleleni bazalwane sihlale simile. Awu Nkosi yami. Injumayelo enjani le mara? Siyabonga ukuthi thina namhlanje sivukile baba baningi abangavukanga. Usho ukuthini mara wena? Yini lento oyikhulumayo? Kanti lo Nkulunkulu esimkhonzayo, is he not the resurrection and the life? He is not the death. Asiyeke. Jabu.
Yes, indeed. You know, we serve a great God who is almighty. Indeed, we need to also be attentive to his instructions and his word. So Right now in Isaiah 35:4, he says that to those who are fearful in heart. You know, I believe that really God is speaking because of that there are many of us who are really overwhelmed with so much fear. The word of God says we have not been given the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love and a sound mind. You know, that's the spirit that God has given us. So let us know that we are not to be ruled and controlled by fear. Everything that is causing you to be afraid, you know that God has liberated you by his love. You know, he has liberated you by his power. So instead of being afraid and being terrified by that thing, just fix your eyes on Jesus as the author and the finisher of your salvation. So know that God is saying, that he's even making a promise that he will come to save you. So be guaranteed that there is a promise that God has made about that situation that you are facing, that he is bringing salvation. You know, the enemy might be laughing and dancing and singing, but his days are numbered, hallelujah, because God is coming, bringing salvation over your life in that situation. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to fear. But cheer up, child of God, and know that God has strengthened you with his love. He has strengthened you with his courage, you know. And some of the things also that really can cause us to fear, it's like because of the things that we have in our hearts, like grudges and unforgiveness. We need also to know that as children of God, we are not to really hold people by our hearts. Like if people have hurt you, if people maybe have really done you wrong, forgive them, release them by forgiving them so that you can be able to experience, you know, the blessings of the Lord and the peace of God that passes all understanding and also even the forgiveness of God. So let us at all times learn not just to really hold grudges. There is a word, the last word I want to encourage you from Leviticus 19:18, it says, do not seek revenge or bear grudge against anyone amongst your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. So let us be careful of what we harbor in our hearts. If you harbor grudges or you want to revenge, there are situations that you faced in your life and you blame people, you know, it's time that you release people and allow God to bring revenge for your cause, because he has promised that he will bring salvation over that situation in your life.
Absolutely. Someone sent me a WhatsApp of a debilitated block of flats, ne? And then this block of flats seems to have fallen down, but there is a kitchen cabinet that is still standing. When everything is falling down. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. Just be strong like this kitchen cabinet. WRDMMHS Mirafong. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate. Lerato says, Dumelang Baruti, Kalibitso la Jesu Kriste wa Nazareta. Hole mamela kalentswe la Jehova, ke aparelwa ke tokuluho moyeng waka. Ke tlalwa ke thabo hudima di challenges tse ntobileng hona jwale. Tsa bana ba le di tlhulu. Ngikhululiwe ngibonga inkosi, I'm strengthened. And he says, and Rato says, God is good. All praises to the Almighty, I say. Yahuwah Elohim. Almighty.
Amen.
And all praises unto him. It's just amazing there. Thank you so much, Lerato, for the testimony. Says, hey, I feel relieved. Free.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuis, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, then, the time has just gone 12 and a half over the hour six. We are together through to seven. My name is Ray. We are talking about words of encouragement to those who are experiencing spiritual battles, spiritual conflicts, words of encouragement to such. We are talking about that. And I trust that as we do so, you will be blessed so much in a mighty way. Now, Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 says, "Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Awake, awake." I'm very sorry. See, but I'm going to bring this to you, but I have to say this. When the word says awake, it means exactly that. Awake, which wake up from all forms of misconceptions and lies, starting with the name of the Father. Start to know the real name of the Father. And be able to call on Him in the rightful name. To be awake means that be open now to the truth that He is bringing forth, the light that shines from the kingdom of heaven. It means to be aware of that, the awakening.
You have to be conscious.
Yeah, it doesn't just say, "Uguti, beware, beware," or "take note, take note." But when it says awake, it means basically wake up from the spiritual death, which seems to be a spiritual life of a sort. Wake up from religiousness.
That's true.
And be free. Wake up from your own traditions and cultures. You know, we also have those things in the Christian churches. Everyone, they have their own cultures and stuff. Wake up from those things. Wake up. Wake up. Spiritual battles requires us to be woken to the truth. We must wake up. And everything that is a lie about the Father, we should stop believing it. When you stop believing lies about the Father, when you stop taking teachings that are full of doctrines of men, traditions of men, teachings that are doctrines of demons, when you no longer take those things, you are awake. We are awake. You're awake. Sipo.
You remind me from this statement that are unquote, that are anti-scriptural.
Hey,
Noma sihlupheka nje imali impande no is lithi the love of me. In other words, put into perspective is kaNkulunkulu. In other words, make sure ukuthi you align is kaNkulunkulu ngendlela right, and you're gonna see the power of the work yes kaNkulunkulu. If the misconception is you cannot see its power, you never see its fulfillment in your life. In other words, put this Gankulungulu into perspective, in good order, a candelab. I didn't put a little bit in for this. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry? Sometimes you need to release him and do what is expected of you. But at least after you kite, listen to what God says to you. Put Moses, tell your son Israel to move forward.
Hey, my God.
In other words,
instruction.
So Khalil and Moses, rise up in the inside of you, move forward. In other words,
asibizela umhlekhe sikhona singabo kuphikelela kuze kube sekupheleni. In other words, we move forward. In other words, we keep on moving. Ngakhumbula umhlalo just follow with your celebration, but move forward. In other words, even if the
forward
enemy comes in like a form of a threat to us, but we keep on pushing. We keep on moving. Out. We keep on moving. We keep on pushing. In other words, tell your son to move forward.
Hey, Mata. Give us a shout. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
Forward we go. That's the instruction. That's the instruction. That is what it says. Forward we go. Tell the people forward they should go in the midst of all those kinds of things. And he speaks here, Umtunzi Namba, about people going through struggles and says, and the Father issues instruction as they face those struggles. It's very important that we look into those. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Of course, Elaine says, Ray, wow, hallelujah and amen. Forward we go with Jesus Christ. We serve an almighty God. To God be all the glory for making us bold and standing strong. We must just get back up and move forward. God will never let us down, for our strength comes from God. Much blessings and greetings to everyone. Elaine, much blessings and greetings to you. And of course, another one says, God will protect you. Psalm 91 verses 4. He will protect you there. These are the WhatsApps also that we are getting. Send us more WhatsApps, 082-657-2729 and 082. Yeah, 0826572729. And of course, the line that you can talk to us directly on 012-333-8699, 012-333-8699, and of course, 012-334-1322.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, 24 hours a day, Radio Pulpit, caring for you, caring 24 hours a day. I trust that you are well, and I trust that everything is just fine. Everything is just fine. And the Father is doing you well. The Father is doing you well. And then, of course, we need to stand firm. There are spiritual battles that we face. So much that at times it becomes even difficult to stand. Yet the Father issues instructions with regards to struggles that we are in and positions that we should take. He issues such. And, of course, I'm looking at Haggai chapter 2, verses 4. Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, it says there. And be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all of you people of the land, says Yahuwah. And work, for I am with you, says the Father of all hosts. He says so. I am with you. I am with you. Work. I am with you. We must always know that even in the battles where you don't feel him, he says he's with us, and he never lies. He's with us. We must know that he's with us, and we must acknowledge that he is with us. Here's an instruction. Acknowledge that he is with you. Acknowledge that the Father is with you, the Creator, the Almighty, is with you in your battles. No, that's not for you. You see, there it was the separation of sin and holiness. That is why Yahusha was singing that, was exclaiming in that manner. But here he says, I shall never leave you, neither shall I forsake you.
Amen.
So he won't do what he said he wouldn't do. And when these things come, know that you are with him. He is with you. Have confidence in that. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. I love the way you're putting it. You know, how we sometimes don't have to feel that he is with us. Because sometimes we really want that assurance or that confirmation that, you know, the Lord is with us. Of which sometimes we might not be feeling as if he is in our midst and he's there. Because he's spirit, you know, and we want to feel him with our physical senses. Meanwhile, he is spirit. So that's why we need to believe that God is always there. Even in the circumstances that we feel like we are alone. No one, you know, is on our side. But God has promised that I will never leave nor forsake you. So he is with you in the midst of all those circumstances that you're facing. Just, you know, like, open up your spiritual eyes and start to see God, you know, fighting for you and winning for you, giving you victory in everything. The problem with us is that we want to see him physically. We want to feel him physically. That is why we end up even expecting people, you know, to understand our situation, of which they are also going through their own circumstances, you know. So, but God is with us. Let us take his instruction of being courageous and being strong, just like he was encouraging the Zerubbabel there. and also those attacks, you know, that, you know, be strong. Be strong.
Yeah.
Because of the work that he has set for them to do, you know, without really fixing your eyes on Jesus Christ, without being able to really look at God who has given you the work, you're not going to be able to accomplish that work, because the devil is going to make sure that he distracts you with all sorts of things. But take the instruction from God to be strong and to be courageous. Then you will finish the work. You will be able to accomplish the work that he has assigned before you to finish.
As you experience all those difficult situations coming your way, and as you experience all those challenges, as you experience all those forms of defeats, be strong. For he is with you. Take note of this, that the Father is with you. Whatever the situation that you're facing, You know, I'm also talking to my friend Lorna. She's listening. That whatever situations that we face, we know that he is with us. He is with us. Mata. There you go with Mabongi. Praise him, therefore, now that you know that he is with you. Praise him and glorify him, because now you know that he is with you. Check this one out.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
And they said, this song won't work, man. They said it won't work, won't work. She sings like Anita and all that. There it is. Hey, Willow, I hope you heard. Now, Michelle, my friend, I will also read yours. Let's take this call. Hello there, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Elaine.
How are you?
Very well. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. I just wanted to testify about someone that led to the Lord, which obviously the glory goes to God. You know, she resigned her position last month, and she cancelled the insurance because she accepted a position in Ireland. And she resigned, she came March. I cannot believe, in the beginning of April, it was actually Monday night, she was involved in a, and now she sold her car already, which the people were going to collect on the Wednesday. She was in a head-on collision car accident.
No, man.
Not right, listen to this. You know, and we prayed, and, you know, you can't believe she had to get her flight this morning at 4. And now the Lord carried her, trusting him. And she got her flight this morning.
Wow.
You know, it was so amazing. You know, she came out of it with bruises and everything. But, you know, nothing stopped her in trusting God. No, nothing led to a down.
Elaine, we seem to be losing you. I don't know what is wrong, but I think maybe it is the network.
It's the signal.
Yes. But I can hear you now. Go on.
Okay. And you know, nothing kept her back. And, you know, through it all, she had so much faith in God. And we prayed together and everything. And believe it or not, this morning she got her flood, 4 wow. o'clock.
Oh, wow.
God be the glory.
All the time. All the time.
Amen.
All the time. He's
yeah,
amazing.
We just forget. We got to get up and just look forward and know that we serve an almighty God, and He will never go back on His promises. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us, ever.
Through it all. Through it all.
Through it all.
Wow. Elaine?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you all. And hello to Sipo, Jablani, and all the listeners.
We love you. We love you.
We love you too.
Okay, then, my dear.
Okay, God bless.
God bless. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
And Elaine says, through it all, man. She says, through it all. Just a little bit, a little taste of it. This is for you, Elaine.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Oh yes, I'm still going to play it. Hey, Putwami, we seem to be losing you there. I don't know what is happening. We had you online and then somehow we just lost you. I don't know what happened, my friend. I don't know what happened. Give us a shout again, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. And, of course, let's hear also through the WhatsApps and the voice notes on WhatsApp. That is 082-657-2729. I'm happy. Yes, sir.
Hey, my brother.
Yes, my brother.
Jesus Christ.
How are you?
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Father.
The topic, spiritual conflict or spiritual warfare, Brother Ray. Our faith must be based on the truth of God's word. Because just having faith is not enough. Moreover, our faith will be tested by the devil and his demons. If our faith is not reliable, Satan will snob us, Brother.
Yeah.
Ego kufanele ukuthi our faith must be on the solid rock of God's word. Masazi ukuthi kulama attacks nasifika siwa siphelelwa ithemba. Let's put on God's armor.
Yeah.
And stand firm against all strategies of the devil, my brother.
Absolutely.
Our God will guide us. We will be like a well-watered garden.
Yeah.
And like an ever-flowing spring, Brother Ray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ngoba yena akalala kuzeli. Nasihlala ezwini uzosinqobela, Brother Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
Masiqhubeke sidumise. Singasuki ekukhanyeni.
Yes.
Because the devil is alive, Brother Ray.
Absolutely, all the time, man.
Uzosikhombisa zonke izinto zalo mhlaba ukuthi asikhiphe ebukhanyeni njengoba wakwenza kuJesu Kristu inkosi yethu. Masibambelele kuJesu Kristu osinqobele, brother Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yazi ngithanda umzekelo wenja. Inja, brother Ray, imoto nayihamba iyayikhonkothe, ikhonkothe. Kodwa ithi nayimili imoto ingene ngaphansi kwayo ilale sometimes.
Yeah.
Nathi masiqhubeke sikhonkothe ngaleli izwi, brother Ray. Siqinisa abanye, brother Ray.
Yes.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise. To God be the glory.
All the time may the Father be praised. All the times may he be glorified, sir.
God bless you, my brother. To God be the glory, my brothers.
Inkosi ikubusise bhuti wami, siyabonga. Siyabonga.
Inibusise nani nonke lapho nabafowethu bonke, ngiyabonga.
Nazoke, nazoke nceke yeNkosi, nazoke. Thank you, sir. All right, and yebo baba, yebo baba. Of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say. And also, you can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Yes, indeed. Here are some WhatsApps. I've read that one of Elaine. Poppy has sent a WhatsApp also, and Poppy says, good evening, Pastor Ray. God is not a man that he would lie. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God is always faithful. I love listening to your precious pastor. Blessings to you, precious pastor. Blessings. Shalom, Poppy. Poppy, we say to Yahuwah, may the Almighty be praised and be glorified at all times. We are both listening. We are, you and I, we are listening to Father Yahuwah Elohim talking to us. Through his Ruach, his spirit. And Eunice says, Pastor Ray, the way I'm enjoying your show today, you and the other pastors are hot, hot, very hot. Keep it up. God bless you. God bless my favorite radio station. I am where I am through you. Love you. Eunice, we love you so much. And it is the Father by his Holy Spirit who talks to us. We love you too. We love you very much. Here's another one. This is Leonard Chiwara. Leonard says, hi, Pastor Ray, and your panel. To those who are facing spiritual battles, this is what the Lord is saying in Jeremiah 51, verses 20. Thou art my battle and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. 21. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. 22, with thee also will I break in pieces men and women, and with thee will I break in pieces young and old, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the young maid. 23, I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. My brothers and sisters, you are not forgotten by God. You are still his weapon of war. Leonard Chiwara from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. And then Elaine says, amen. We must put the armor of God on. So very important. Ephesians 6. We thank God for his amazing grace upon our lives and for granting us all the strength we need, standing on his promises. To God be all the glory forever and ever. That is Elaine there. Thank you so much, Elaine. And here's another one from Port Shepstone, KZN. Mtualume. Good evening, Bafundis Bam. Thanks for the topics. Oh, why is it disappearing now? Thanks for the topics you always discuss. I'm learning a lot and growing spiritually. Keep up the good work. Samge Blo Se in Port Shepstone, KZN. Mtualume. Mtualume there. Thank you so much. Mtualume there. We just enjoy this. Remember, we were doing some in Manuel Escogio. Remember that? Just a bit.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, my Aki.
I do my this, my Aki.
Thank you, thank you.
Le wanda tuona le wana mo studio nkalibito la Yeshua Mashiach.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Shalom.
Kile kakula. I always catch you last year. Yo. But I think the most travel the latter and since it level. But last year, I think the Gilmuti Giloring Kiasamaya. The little Glenka vomita Kayona. The Lenis Gilaka thing, but you know, we look in the clippy this morning. Bazalanica fell out, we little Nikina, we little Nikina. We are one doctor. Do you remember the stories? Sacking us. He did a great job, but at the last ray, he messed up. Abola Mauto. Elaras Honese, a consulted Elohim, Abba consulted the doctor. Brother Ray, he died. Every time I give a last story, say like, we need to be careful. Many people die today because of we rely on people, not in Elohim. You know, Harry Lorabella, but they will say, oh, petty oil. How good are our nigh oil? Where is our faith? Yeah? Remember, the battle is not ours. Yahshua has already won the battle. It's like, if we win, brother Ray, how about the rent? Why bendel? Why maintain? Or what is it? But what is it? So just a fella to sleep and eat. Eh? Oje orobale. Kinto e ashware ze ze nyona pat. Rebata huluan. Refueli bizo. Ogo. My actual bizo la yashu. In the time of midst of the trouble of pain, you call the name of Yashua. Remember at Calvary, only shapeless, asalibehi, because of me. He take all my pain, all my sin, my trouble, my suffering. But today, kibata uzama gijeri. No. One day, give me some time. Come and can say a rosary cross. Kere tumela ntate. Kera taka mukho. Otsama yanka ding, uikutu yanka ding, ayeme. And then, haya makere, wele sefapano sena ndate seza. Ake sefapano sena se antireleza. Kare yole hao shapa uza, ngushapa kasona. Ake che, wase hula kere, wele hao ka wa shwa ketas hula, wa shaselwa ke batu. Ake no, bate ing batu bata mutusa. You know, ka hao kompensete mana ing. We end up as a Sheryl in Silena, and the guy was so touched. Ari, I didn't know that. You know, I can't manage my heart, my Aki, and Tapelo Yaka this morning. I think it was yesterday, Garabella. Hota this prayer, may all the people who call Yoshua banali mathata in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Muscat Hill. Everybody is going to listen to this clip. I don't care ukuya kae. Meola naring ona ile kerekeng a kopana le muruti what kerekeng ya hae. Let that brother na go batla committee society in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Ma lenteng he must get deliverance in the name of Yahshua.
Hallelujah.
My architect this ministry with very serious. This is not a joke. You may think that yeah, Mela ungene ngo 6, you understand? Mela ungene ngo 5, first day of the week. This is not a joke, brother Ray.
Yeah.
One day you are going to be asked, ukuthi labantu logo baya bafuni incwadi where they are. My last scripture. Yo. Isaiah, my Aki, 51 verse 4. Eric, Elohim, my master, give me the ability to teach. So now I teach this set people every morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Yahshua.
Hallelujah.
He wakes me and teach me like a student. Elohim, my master.
Discipleship.
Help me learn. And I have not turned against him. I will not stop following him. Thank you. Shalom, my Aki.
Shalom, my Aki. Shalom, 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 shalom. And, let's see. Lawrence S.N. Mbofu says, in happiness and in sadness, God is always with us. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I am listening in Zimbabwe. Thank you so much, Lawrence. Thank you, Mr. Mpofu. We really appreciate. Elaine says, Ray, oh, hallelujah, amen. Through it all, through it all. Awesome, awesome. God is just so amazing, and I love him. And thank him for keeping us strong and believing in him alone. All the glory to our Heavenly Father. May God continue to bless you all. Amen. That is Elaine. Maggie says, good evening, Pastor Ray and family of Radio Pulpit. I'm listening to the teachings. I'm learning Philippians chapter 4, verses 16. That is what it says there. Eshela.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and every pastors. You guys are very, very hot. What a word. Thank you for the powerful word. Thank you, Lord, that you use such men to spread the gospel and to help us to grow stronger. We love you, Pastor. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray Psalm 23, Psalm 24, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Plans ye have for us to prosper, not to harm us. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. And John 3 verse 16, God loves us unconditionally. If we have problems, we must just go to the Word. The Word is a life sharper than a two-edged sword, cut through all ages. We love you, Pastor Ray, and everybody. Thank you for your input. Thank you, man of God. Be blessed.
Thank you, Eshla. We love you so much, and be blessed too.
Ah, Pastor Ray. Yan buli sanye kamalga chis sipo. Chavo. Yan buli sabata ndanye kamalga chis. Nyan nya bonga kakhulu. Nyalibonga lo suku.
Amen.
Ngithanda ukuntshela ukuthi ukukhonza uNkulunkulu kubalekile kakhulu. And uNkulunkulu sigcwalisile thina ngamandla. Thina uSathane uyasaba. Uyazi ukuthi makeza kuthina fanele ame yena uSathane. Yena uSathane usaba thina. Thina singabanqobi uthi uNkulunkulu thina sisikhale sikanhlanguthi zonke siqali and uNkulunkulu thina usiphila amandla ledi fanele sithathe istep thina sinamandla siphiwa amandla uNkulunkulu usiphila amandla ingakathi mase ningikhonza uma kuguqula ingqondo kuguquka konke kuphakathi kwethu kugcwalisa umoya engcwele sihlale sikhulekela lo moya engcwele ungene phakathi kwethu ubuse makubusa wona usathana kanamandla. Siyamnqoba thina usathana, usathana usaba kakhulu. Asinayo futhi indawo kasathana empilweni zethu. Aw, siyabonga bayina. Siyabonga bangcwele, siyabonga bathandwa. Ah, siyanthanda kakhulu. Sohlezi futhi sinthanda ngaso sonke isikhathi. Ngiyanthanda bayina. Ngiyanthanda nonke. Nonke. No, kinabalaleli be Radio Pulpit. No, ke bayina.
Yes.
Pastor Ray. Ciao. Sipo. Keep well and stay blessed. Love you more.
Bye. We love you so much. We love you so much. And Lord says, hi, thank you, my pastors. I'm encouraged. To God be the glory. Keep up the good work. And Michelle says, we need to humble ourselves before our Father Elohim and Yahusha. It says, Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahshua Messiah will always help us as the promise in the word of Matthew 28, verses 19 to verse 20. And it says, Masail, that is 14, chapter 14, verses 21 to 22. Shalom, love you, remain faithful. That is Michelle there. Randall.
Hi, good evening, my pastor. This Deacon Henry speaking. Your word is powerful. Your word is powerful. I just come now from two churches today, and they are so blessed. The church is blessed. Thank you for your encouragement for this word, and may God bless you. From Deacon Henry. So,
Deacon, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And much blessings to you, servant of the Most High. Thank you so much. We've come to the end of the show, and next week we are talking about spiritual separation. We will be touching on that. What does it mean, our separation? What does it mean if we are separated from the world? What does it imply? Final words, let me give you a minute each. Jabu.
We give God all the praise for the wonderful word that he has filled us with, and may every one of us in all the circumstances and the conflicts that we might be in take strength and courage from our God who is strengthening us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Sipo.
We thank God in front of us for this wonderful show, and we thank God which he has already taught us. Last season, greater is he who is in us than the devil in this world. In other words, let us fix our eyes unto Jesus, being the author and the perfecter of our faith. Remember, he's already won the victory on our behalf. We need to continue to walk in that victory that Christ has already had for us on our behalf. Through his blood, we are more than conquerors. God bless you all, Balalele Makaya, Kosumusinbus, Jablan Dominic, Punisurei. God bless you indeed. Amen.
Amen. Tandiwe says, good evening, family. Whomever dwells in Christ will be secure without fear of evil. Proverbs 1, verses 33. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tandiwe, for that. And let's see if I've spoken all of them. I have. Thank you so much also to Deacon Randall. We really appreciate it. And of course, thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the messages. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for even praying together with us as we do the show. It has been great and beautiful. And of course, thank you so much to Jablan Dominic. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Amen. To God be the glory, my friend. May God bless you, my friend Sipo, and all the wonderful listeners. Blessings to everyone. Amen.
May the Almighty Yahuwah Elohim be praised. Sipo, thank you so much, sir. Blessings to you and family.
Thank you, Murituanga. Jablan Dominic, student. Amen.
Hey, you see, Piola Laga, Mnani, Namchanj, Gobu, Mamu, Kona, Tineka, Mamu, say, Cape Town, you're a boy, you're a boy, you're a boy, you're a
boy,
Yeah, thank you so much to both of you. Jabu, Sipo, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And to the King above all kings, His Majesty, His Honor, His Sovereign Reign, may he be glorified, Yehuah Elohim. May all the honor and glory be unto him. And of course, for teaching us through his Holy Spirit everything that we need to know. We say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba Father. And thank you so much for listening. And of course, may you have a great evening.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.